within the pages of the Bible,
are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 273, The Joy of Living. Have you ever noticed a six-year-old boy and how he radiates his joy of living? Every day is a new experience, challenging all his imagination and energies. Upon awakening, his bright eyes come alive with inquisitiveness and fairly dance with mischievous joy. It is hard for him to sit still for breakfast because he wants to be up and out. It is a new day, and there are new things to be learned, new heights to conquer, new friends to make, and new joys to experience. The day for this life of six is a night with varied activities. He learns new words at school. He learns how to catch a ball with a glove. He skins a knee and runs to mother for sympathetic and loving attention. He enjoys teasing his sisters. He waves to passers-by, carries on a conversation with his dog, and on he goes until finally the day is over, and he closes those loving eyes in slumber. He lies down at night, knowing someone loves and cares, and that they will be there if needed during the night. What accounts for this immense joy of living? Would it exist if there was not someone who really loves and cares? How could this joy exist if there were not food for that hungry stomach, clothing and shelter for that growing body, someone's shoulder to cry on when his little world collapses? In other words, an abundance of loving care. I don't believe it could, certainly not in large measure. Now, let us look at the adult for a moment. We, like the little child, are assured that God cares for us, that the very hairs on our head are numbered, that a sparrow cannot even fall without attracting the attention of a loving Creator. Furthermore, we are assured that God our Father cares for us more than all the rest of His creation, and that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Yet, we see so many who lack this zest for living. It appears, therefore, we need something more than the above assurances. Possibly a key to the situation is contained in one word, worry. That happy lad of six has not learned to worry. He believes his daddy can take care of everything. The adult, in the process of growing up, has learned somewhere along the way to worry. Today, men worry themselves sick, and sometimes to an early grave. We have more persons with ulcers, more neurotics, and emotionally disturbed persons every year, and many who are not so afflicted are not really enjoying life as they ought. When Jesus said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven," do you suppose he meant more than just believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized? This is usually what we think of when we use the term converted. The term convert means to change into another state, form, or substance, transform. This suggests that one's whole outlook on life should be changed. If we can realize that God saves, why can we not realize He will sustain, guide, and protect His children? The promises of such abound throughout the Holy Scriptures. David expressed it so well when he said, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread?" Psalms 37:25. Jesus and His apostles expressed it time and time again in such passages as Matthew 6:33, 7:7-12, 28:19-20, Romans 8:28, Philippians 4:6-7, 1 Peter 5:7, and many others. I don't know of one instance in the Bible where New Testament Christians express doubt and worry. Why do we? Can it be that many of us have not yet learned of God's infinite love and care? as with the little child, each day should bring us renewed joy and appreciation for God and man. Each day should be attacked aggressively for the cause of truth and righteousness. If we would fill each day with activity for the Lord, being motivated by love, knowing that a loving Heavenly Father watches over us, would it not give us a greater joy of living? We will be amazed at ourselves when we fully realize that we cannot control everything, that material things offer us no security, that our problems are God's problems, and that He will protect and see us through. When this lesson is learned, there will be less worry, more work, and a greater joy of living for all of us.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.